The Promise of the Holy Spirit, Ye Shall Receive Power, October 21. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. After his resurrection, Christ ascended to his appointed honor. Before the heavenly universe and the worlds unfallen he was to be enthroned. The Father would impress the minds of the believers with the glorious reception of his Son in the home he had left. For our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. As Christ ascended, his hands were outstretched in blessing upon his disciples. While they stood gazing upward to catch the last glimpse of their ascending Lord, he was received by the heavenly throng into the rejoicing ranks of cherubs and seraphs. And as they escorted him to his heavenly home, they sang in triumph, "Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord, that rideth upon the heavens of heavens." Christ determined to bestow a gift on those who had been with him and on those who should believe on him, because this was the occasion of his ascension and inauguration, a jubilee in heaven. What gift could Christ bestow rich enough to signalize and grace his ascension to the mediatorial throne? It must be worthy of his greatness and his royalty. Christ gave his representative, the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. This gift could not be excelled. On the day of Pentecost, Christ gave his disciples the Holy Spirit as their comforter. It was ever to abide with his church. During the whole Jewish economy, the influence of this Spirit has often been revealed in a marked manner, but not in full. The Spirit had been waiting for the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of Christ. For ages, prayers had been offered for the fulfillment of the promise, for the impartation of the Spirit, and not one of these earnest supplications had been forgotten. Now, for 10 days, the disciples sent up their petitions, and Christ in heaven added his intercession. He claimed the gift of the Spirit, that he might pour it out upon his people. Christ, having reached his throne, the Spirit was given as he had promised, and like a rushing, mighty wind, it fell upon those assembled, filling the whole house. It came with a fullness and power, as if for ages it had been restrained, but was now poured forth upon the church, to be communicated to the world. What followed this outpouring? Thousands were converted in a day.